We're visiting with Burlingame head boys basketball coach Eric West on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, first off, congratulations to a nice start of the season, setting 5-1 going into tonight's game against Waverly. Looking at the first five or six games of the season, how have you felt about the way the guys have played? What kind of stands out about their efforts?
Yeah, you know, I thought pre-Christmas we played really well as a whole. Things that stood out were just our defensive intensity, and we got some decent guard play, which we thought coming into the year that was the key for us. You know, we got good post play, and we just need some good guard play to complement it, and we've gotten that so far. So really happy with our start. The only loss was down at Linden in an overtime game, and that was just a really good high school basketball game, a good game for both teams early in the season. You know, we were disappointed to lose that one, but certainly wasn't disappointed with my kids' effort. I thought they played outstanding.
You know, playing games like that obviously does nothing but help make you better. Where do you feel like you maybe improved with that game against Linden?
I thought some of our decision-making with our guards, I thought late in the game, you know, Linden did some things that kind of neutralized our post players a little bit, so we had to play a little different way, and I thought our guards really stepped out, made some threes, and that opened a few things up on the inside with some driving lanes and things like that, but you know, you're going to gain a lot of mental toughness in a game like that. That was a really loud gym, really good atmosphere. I thought you could just see the growth in our team from start to finish in that game even.
We're visiting with Burlingame head boys basketball coach Eric West on the Area Coach's Corner. And as we mentioned tonight, Waverly the opponent, and then you have Olpe coming up on Friday. But first off tonight, second time you're facing Waverly, is there something different you feel like your ball club needs to do, or what's the focus for tonight?
We played really well against them the first time. I think, you know, it was third game in 3 days for both teams, so we kind of caught Waverly maybe on a day where they were a little flat, and then they had some foul trouble, so that allowed us to kind of get out and run away with that game. I'm sure we'll see a lot better effort from them tonight. That is a very scrappy bunch that's always going to give you everything they have. For us, it's just getting back going, you know, after 18 days of no games. You know, getting back going and trying to pick up kind of where we left off before the break. We had some decent break practices, but we had a few people gone. So, you know, just getting back out on the court, playing together, got to get the motor revved up again tonight.
And then on Friday, you take on Olpe, and I know your guys are probably looking forward to this one, but what's the big focus on Friday against Olpe?
Yeah, obviously that's going to be the big measuring stick for us. They're really good once again. We knew they would be. You know, I think our guys will go into that game confident. It's going to be interesting to see how we match up. I think there's a pretty good chance we end up playing these guys three times before the year's over. So, you know, we need to go down there and play well on Friday and kind of get a feel for how they're playing against us. We're pretty familiar with Olpe, and they are with us as well. So, I mean, it's going to be a battle. It always is.
As you get down to the start of January and, of course, the league tournament coming up, what are maybe some of the next steps you'd like to see your guys take going into the rest of the season?
You know, one other thing that's really encouraged me this year is we've developed some depth. I feel like we can play eight kids without much of a drop-off. That's going to suit us well down the road here. You know, certain nights, certain combinations work better than others. And for us to have some of that lineup flexibility is really going to help us against certain opponents. So, yeah, we're just looking for the guys to continue to become more cohesive, share the ball, play good defense, rebound the ball, and we'll be in good shape.
Coach West, thanks for taking time out and visiting with us today on the Area Coach's Corner. Again, congratulations on an outstanding start. Good luck these next 2 weeks, and we look forward to visiting with you again in 2 weeks.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
That's Burlingame head boys basketball coach Eric West on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by Bearcat Concrete Construction and by the Bank of Burlingame on Country 101.7 FM.